Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight. I am an educator, speaker, author, full circle health coach, and passionate about healthy and balanced living. Last week, we talked about emotional balance. Today, we're talking about spiritual balance. Next week, on the 11th, about physical balance, and on the 18th, about mental balance. So we actually went into full circle this way. So for today's show, I want to try something new and have a little bit of background music and see how this works. So let's see. Okay. All right. I hope you can hear it. It's soft, but it's great. So as you know by now, my favorite word, not just for my talk shows, but for everything I do, is moderation in whatever we do, in whatever we attempt, in whatever we say. What I mean, the spiritual balance, is to have something to look up to, for example, nature, sound, yoga, God, Buddha, something where you can pull your strength from. Anything that works for you is great. So why do I want to talk about spiritual health? It's not going to be a sermon. It's not going to be preaching from the pulpit. It is something that all of us have within us, and we just need to let it come out. I need to turn the music back a little bit, just a little bit too loud. Okay, is that better? I hope. All right. So, I said that. So, why is spiritual balance important in our lives, to have full circle balance, to have complete balance? Well, I was thinking, and then I came up with this. When I was a baby, or all of us, when we were babies, we had our parent or parents or somebody who cared for us and nurtured us. How awesome was that? No cares in the world. Just trusted them and loved them for who they were. Then, as children, we made friends and enjoyed spending time with them, sharing, playing. That was the time when we went to preschool, kindergarten, elementary school, and we still knew we had our parents or the person who took care of us and nurtured us for anything we needed help with. But some of our things, our thoughts started shifting a little bit already. Then, as teens, it started getting a bit more competitive. Why? Well, teens love sports, and sports are usually competitive. And so we still need to be balanced, even when we do all that. And yet still, as a teen, even though with a little bit more resistance, we all knew our loved ones or loved one who cared for us, nurtured us, and was there for us. And then as we grow older and grow into adulthood, we get lost at times. Why is that? My thought is because the support we had has shifted in us. As we want to be self-sufficient, knowing the answers, being respected, just as we were taught in our upbringing. That's a pretty tough thing to do. That's a pretty tough measurement there. And yet, that's what we're meant to do. Growing up, learning, getting to the point where we can take care of ourselves. And the support system changes also because we are getting older. We have different friends quite often. we don't surround us by the same people anymore. We're going either to vocational school or university, and we learn something. We like to get away with either a degree, a diploma, a certificate, because people seem to appreciate us more when we have that piece of paper. I really don't think it's that important, as long as we are true to ourselves, as long as we are balanced, and as long as we give, do, and are our best each and every day. That is one of my experience from my spiritual life. It means what I just said, being the best I can be, doing the best I can, and giving the best I can be each and every day, and get the strength and wisdom from above to know what it is. Ask yourself, what is it for you? You can ask wherever you feel like you get an answer from something, a higher being. Again, it doesn't matter if it's nature, if it's sound, if it's God, if it's Buddha, if it's yoga. Whatever works for you, use it to your advantage. Use that guidance that you get. For example, you want to do something that you can tune in, listen to, and then heed the thought and feeling, the guidance you get. Go for it. Do it. Feel the shift in your body, in your mind, in your soul. And that's when you're spiritually balanced. That is what it is for me. And then, of course, it's fantastic when we can test ourselves. And last week I talked about muscle testing, just the easiest one of the muscle tests that's around everywhere, where you put with both hands the middle finger and the thumb and you press them together. But before you press, you interlink the two hands as a chain link. And then you say, am I spiritually balanced? And you pull. And if it holds tight, you are spiritually balanced. If you say, am I spiritually balanced, and you pull and just pulls right through, you know you get a little bit of work to do on yourself. What are the advantages of being spiritually balanced? That means you're calmer, you're more collected, you know where you're going, you know how to treat your neighbor as thyself, or you know how to respect yourself and the others. It's always like this. We need to take care of ourselves first. Respect ourselves first. If you're a faith-based person and you believe in prayer, pray for you first. I can tell you an experience I just had not quite 2 weeks ago. It was amazing. I was in a seminar and we were talking about, it was small, just 15 attendees, and it was amazing. But what the seminar or the event leader did said, go around and tell us what you do first thing in the morning. And I'm going to go straight to what happened with me. So I told him, well, before I get out of bed, I do my exercises in bed that I need to do there and say my prayer. And then I go to the restroom and then, you know, whatever. And the leader goes, when are you praying? Who are you praying for? And I said, oh, I pray for my husband, my daughter, my mom, my siblings, my friends, my acquaintances, my customers, my... And he looks at me with a really concerned face and goes, when are you praying for yourself? And my answer was, well, when I think about it, I add myself to it. So the challenge I received right then and there was pray for yourself first, or if you want to have good thoughts for yourself first. so you can set an example for the others. You can radiate. You can be there. You can listen. You can be the best guide possible. And that's what actually helped me over the last 2 weeks. And within 21 days, so I'm doing it another week, then it's 21 days, and you know what they say 21 days does to you. It's habit forming. So I am totally thrilled that that I actually got to learn this. And so I just wanted to share that with you to make sure that you know spiritual balance means whatever it means to you, but it helps you being peaceful, being relaxed, being non-stressed, knowing there is a supreme being helping you get clarity in where you need it. And that is absolutely solid for me. So that's actually the main point about this. So we talked about, what I said last week, emotional balance.
Right direction. It can be a burden. But what if you could wake up to lower blood sugar? Imagine.
Sorry, that was just a commercial. Okay, so what I wanted to say is, remember, everything is for the best for you. If you're at your best, you are at the best for everyone else. When you respect yourself and you're balanced, spiritually balanced in this case, you are the best for others and you can set an example and actually lead by example. You know, I always said actions speak louder than words, and that's exactly what I strongly believe. All right. So this time you got to listen to a little bit of music while going through it. And that's actually the gift I wanted to give you. And it seems like the link just disappeared, but let me just pull it up and give it to you so you can write it down. I'm so sorry that it disappeared. But it is https://... www.youtube.com and then / and then watch WATCH _V=_L(3)lowercase l, lowercase d, lowercase h, and uppercase e. So I hope you got this. And my contact info is www.mickleknight.com. My email, dythompson@mickleknight.com. My phone number, 562-335-4956. And I would really appreciate hearing from you with suggestions, feedback, questions. You do have my information there. And next week, as I said, we're going to talk about physical balance. And having said that, I want to say I wish you all the best. Have a fabulous week. Stay healthy, happy, and empowered. And come back next week. And let me know if you got the music, the gift that just disappeared on my link here. I'm going to see if I can add it back in. So you can just go to the notes and get it from there. All right. Everything for you, the best and the best only, and stay empowered. Till next week, till we meet again. Have a great day.